This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, some poultry producers across Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are facing a new challenge in the last couple of days. Producers in those states that have partnered with Pure Prairie Poultry based in Fairfax, Minnesota, are facing issues with getting feed to their animals, and that's just the glaring problem of a bigger issue. We'll talk about how IDALS is getting involved and what the situation is right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Minnesota-based Pure Prairie Poultry filed for bankruptcy and is unable to get any kind of debt security that would allow them to provide any feed for their producers. The company operates a processing facility in Charles Center and contracts with several area producers. The debt has prevented them from paying for the feed for local feed mills, which means those mills are not providing any more feed. IDALS released in a statement that on September 30th, they were contacted by the company because of their financial position that they could not purchase any more feed for those 14 Iowa farms. The department tried to coordinate with state and federal agencies and industry partners to get a solution, but because there was nothing immediately available, they used their authority under Iowa Code Chapter 717 and sought an emergency court order to take care of and custody and control of the birds. The department will be seeking reimbursement of taxpayer costs from responsible parties, including possible legal remedies. Now, of course, Minnesota and Iowa are trying to get something done, but Wisconsin has been dragging its feet and has put their producers in a bad spot. Wisconsin producer Terry Fila says that his 62,000 birds have been without feed for 9 days, and he doesn't know where to turn.
Currently, we have 62,000 birds. They're all roughly 60 to 62,000 birds with no feed for the last 9 days. We called everybody, and we don't know what to do.
Fila said he had reached out to state officials, including the state veterinarian, to find options, but he felt they weren't being very forthcoming or sympathetic to the situation. So then he decided to talk to the local media and to PETA when his animals weren't being taken care of as the company said they would be. Opened up the light on a glaring problem that besides the birds not being fed, the producers haven't been paid, some of them since May.
Obviously, if I could have bought the feed myself, I would have had feed there, but I can't. I am flat broke. They owe us $100,000, and we don't see no relief coming. We've got electric bills coming. We've got gas bills coming. I mean, they starved the growers for 2 months, and now all of a sudden they thought it was okay to starve the birds for the last 9 days. Why didn't the USDA step up and go to the feed mills and say, hey, we're working on something. Get these guys feed. We'll get you the money. Just be patient with us so we can work on this. Let's get something done. Let's stand up like Minnesota and Iowa have.
Of course, Wisconsin now is starting to get its ball moving on getting these producers some help. But Fila says it's too little, too late.
It really makes me angry that our elected officials just sat there. I mean, they're not doing anything. They didn't do anything until we called PETA and PETA started pressuring them. Everybody thinks PETA's bad, and that's the rap that we were always drilled into our brains, that they're bad. But if they're willing to step up, they haven't been to our barns. They have not stepped 1 foot in our barns. They have pressured the state officials, though. Now, finally, something maybe might get done, but it's too little, too late for these birds.
We'll have more comments from Terry Fila and more on this situation on Weekend Ag Matters coming up this weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.